гений Владимировича Ленина хорошо известен не только в России, но и во всем мире. Мыслитель, ученый, который сумел воплотить в жизнь через свои, в первую очередь, и научные работы, те вековые мечты великих умов человечества.
These are the tears of sorrow from the thousands of people across Russia that gathered at Red Square in Moscow to commemorate the death of their leader, who died on 21st of January 1924 at an age of 53 after he was in coma.
This is Mummies, a podcast uncovering the inscrutable mysteries of the mummies. And I am Nakshatra Malhotra.
Okay, so let's proceed to the other segment of the rabbit hole. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the legendary Vladimir Lenin.
Let's welcome our guest, Vladimir, that would be accompanying us on this journey.
Hello, I am Vaishnavi Surendran, and I was personally waiting for this one.
Okay, so who doesn't know about Vladimir Lenin, unless you fail your grade 10? Jokes apart, the first thing which strikes our mind that he was a Russian revolutionary. But what's so exciting about his mummy?
Yeah, so most people associate Lenin with the wars he fought and the Russian Revolution. But what most don't know is how well preserved his mummy is. When Lenin died in January 1924, Soviet authorities organized a competition for artists to build a monument to the revolutionary leader. Alexei Chuzev, one of the early Soviet Russia's most renowned architects, won it. And he was tasked with building a structure suitable for viewing of the body by mourners. Lenin's body was originally supposed to be shown to the public only temporarily, since he had asked to be buried. Within the few weeks of his death, over 100,000 people visited the tomb.
Whoa. So, wait a second. If Lenin asked to be buried, then why is his body still preserved, even after 98 years of his death at a mausoleum in Red Square, Moscow?
So, at the time of his death, there was this huge controversy that should his body be buried or preserved. But they decided to mummify his body in a mausoleum. In fact, a survey was conducted by independent pollster Levada in March 2017. Only 31% of Russians opposed finally putting Lenin into the ground.
What's your opinion on this? Should he be buried? I mean, it's going to be 100 years to his death in 2024.
I personally believe that he should be buried.
Any specific reason?
Not really, but I mean, it's going to be 100 years, and you know, the revolutionary should be in its proper place and not on the Red Square.
But I believe that he was a symbol of Russian Revolution. And it's an honor in itself to keep his body intact for generations. Okay, so let's talk about the science that helped to preserve the body. Vaishnavi, could you shine some light on the same?
Sure, the conservation of Lenin's embalmed body for over 90 years is an unlikely scientific challenge that has involved generations of researchers. His body is preserved by a group of scientists linked to Moscow's Institute of Medicinal and Aromatic Plants. The group has also worked on preserving the corpse of North Korea's Kim Il-sung. Every week, the scientists check on Lenin's body, which lies at a specific temperature and humidity. The mummy is encased in a glass sarcophagus, which protects him from bacteria and prevents him from drying out and decomposing.
Okay, but how did they deal with the parts of the body?
One of the main problems the embalmers faced was the appearance of dark spots on the skin, especially on the face and hands. They managed to solve the problem by the use of a variety of different reagents. While working on ways to preserve Lenin's body, Boris Barsky invented a new way to purify medical chloroform used for preservation. For example, if a patch of wrinkling or discoloration occurred, it was treated with a solution of acetic acid and ethyl alcohol diluted with water. Hydrogen peroxide could be used to restore the tissue's original coloring. Damp spots were removed by means of disinfectants such as quinine or phenol.
But such operations for so long would have hit hard on their pocket. Who funded all of this?
The fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, the continued preservation work was funded by the Soviet government. At that point, the government discontinued financial support and private donations then supported the preservation staff. In 2016, the Russian government reversed its earlier decision and said it planned to spend 13 million rubles to preserve the body.
Seems interesting. What a mesmerizing story about the mummy of one of the most important leaders of Russian Revolution. On that note, signing off for today, and we'll meet you in the next episode of our podcast, Mummies.